Background. Oh no. I have to add.
Well done. It works.
Okay, great.
I'm getting off of the back soon.
They asked us to join.
Where
What
is
is
Where are we?
Hello, this is Isaac. Hey, it's Isaac G from OrCam Ion. I'm just getting back to Mars.
Gonna say okay, you're gonna eat lunch now while you're on this, huh?
I go in your room.
Okay. How are you, Eitan?
Doing well, thanks, Ma. Okay, I've muted everybody now because we're going to get started in 2 minutes. Yehuda, I see you're there, so I'm going to unmute. Ask you to unmute yourself. Give me a second. Did that? Yehuda did. There we go. Yehuda David, you can unmute yourself whenever you're ready. Yehuda, are you there? Okay, welcome everybody. We're going to get started in just a minute. Sit tight, please. Oh, there we go. Yehuda, I see you're unmuted. You can start playing some music We're going to start with a couple songs. And yeah, Yehuda, you can get started as soon as you're ready. And then just while people are joining, we'll have some music from Yehuda David. That's Rav David's nephew, for anyone who's not familiar. And then we'll get started.
Al hanisim ve'al avodot ve'al agurot ve'al tzuvot ve'al melachot kasisal avoseinu bayamim harim v'tzadeh Al hanisim ve'al avodot ve'al agurot ve'al tzuvot ve'al melachot kasisal avoseinu
Yehuda, I see you got muted again. You can unmute yourself.
Hello?
Yeah, there you go. You're back. You with us, Yehuda?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, go ahead. You can keep going.
I can go ahead?
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Simon, it's all yours.
Okay, welcome everyone. I hope you can all hear me. Brashus, Moreno Harav, and Rebbetzin David Shlita, Rav Jacobson, Rebbetzin Milinowitz, and the Milinowitz family, Rabbonim of Yeshivas Torah Shraga, my in laws, Mum and Dad Storfa, Morai, Rabbosai, family and friends of Kilal Beis Tfila Yona Avraham. This is a tremendous chus and privilege for me to represent the Kehillah this evening and welcome you all here to the Hachtara of Moreno Harav David and Rebbetzin David Shlita. First, I would like to thank the entire board, but specifically Dr. Danny Feiner, who headed up and put together the entire evening together with the assistance of his programming committee. I also specifically want to mention Eitan Lefkowitz, Matt Bornstein, and David Dykman for all their help and assistance. Hoping I won't miss out anyone, there was many people who also helped arrange and coordinate our cast of speakers this evening, including Rav Jesse Horn, Stephen Glanz, David Feinberg, Yosef Blass, Moshe Pitzler, Joel Padowitz, and Svi Elef. I hope I haven't missed out anyone. We thank each of you for all of your assistance. We also thank the Greenberg family for the use of their Zoom Gemach. Bereshuschem, please just allow me a few minutes to frame and outline this evening's Hachtarah, which despite the obvious corona challenges, Be'ezras Hashem will be a personable and intimate occasion, L'chovod u'l'sifaros. In Mitz Hashem, there'll be a multitude of messages, brachot, and ideas running throughout this evening, but there are two central themes which have guided our planning of tonight's Hachtarah. First, fundamentally, this is an occasion of Kavod HaRav. And second, and no less significant, this is also an evening of Kavod HaTzibur. And that is because the more that we as a Tzibur come to learn and get to know the godless of Moreno HaRav David, we will come to realize what a Kavod it is for the Kehillah that Hashem, in his Hashkach Elyona, has granted us the Sechus and privilege and the unique opportunity to have the Rav as our Enei Ha'eda, our leader. Of course, with this opportunity comes a large responsibility on each member of the Kehillah to make the most of interacting and learning from Harav David Shlita. There is a very famous and celebrated excerpt, which I'm sure many of the Kehillah are familiar with, delivered by Harav David's revered teacher, Hagon Harav Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik Zatzal. He laments the difficulty he faces when delivering a Gemara Shir as a so-called old man in his 70s, trying to relate to his young Talmidim, some of whom are in their late teens and early 20s. It is impossible to do justice to this evocative, powerful, moving and poignant description that Rav Soloveitchik gives, but Be'ezrus Hashem, I will try. Rav Soloveitchik explains that as he enters the classroom, he sits down at the front of the classroom and sees the rows of young Talmidim sitting before him. He is in despair and wonders to himself, can there be a dialogue between a Rebbe in his Indian summer and boys enjoying the spring of their lives? How is an old man supposed to relate to his Talmidim who are younger than some of his grandchildren? The shiur begins and the door opens and another older man walks in and sits down. He is even older than Rav Soloveitchik. He is in fact the grandfather of the Rav, the famous Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim sits down in the classroom too. And then a few minutes later, the door opens again. Another rabbi, even older than Reb Chaim, Reb Shabtai Cohen, the Shach, joins the shiur and sits down. More visitors show up one by one from the 11th, the 12th and 13th century. Rashi, Ritva, the Rashba, the Rambam, all sit down in Soloveitchik's classroom. Soloveitchik introduces each one of these illustrious rabbonim to his students, and then the dialogue commences. The Rambam says something, and the Ravid, Kedaka B'Kodesh, disagrees. One of the young boys jumps up and tries to defend the Rambam from the attack of the Ravid. Another boy has another idea, and the Rashba smiles gently. Another boy intervenes, and Rav Soloveitchik calls upon Rabbeinu Tam to express his opinion. Suddenly, in the stunning and majestic words of Rav Soloveitchik, a symposium of generations comes into existence. A dialogue across the generations, a Masorah community. Every time that one speaks with or hears Divrei Torah from Moreinu Harav David Shlita, you cannot fail to notice that he brings to life for us the lives, the anecdotes, and of course the Talmud Torah of his illustrious Rebbeim of the previous Doros. Our Rav is a veritable link in our holy Masorah. When Rav David shares with us insights of Rav Soloveitchik or Rav Nissen Alpert or any of his Rebbeim, he is not just sharing their Divrei Torah with us, which of course is paramount, but he is also sharing their personalities, their lives, their Weltanschauung with us. Every Shabbos, we are privileged that Harav Hagon Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal is brought into the Beis Medrash of Beis Tefillah Yon Avraham. Last Shabbos in Beis Tefillah, in our Beis Medrash, we had the Beis Halevi, the Netziv, the Vilna Gaon. Friends, what an opportunity we have. Everyone in the neighborhood should be knowing who is coming into the Beis Medrash of Beis Tefillah Yon Avraham. Every shiur, every Dvar Torah, every interaction with the Rav David Shlita brings with it an opportunity to connect to the majesty of our Masorah. Each one of us has a responsibility to make the most of this opportunity that Hashem has provided to us. Be'ezus Hashem, may we be zeicha together with our Rav and Rebbetzin of creating a Mikdash Ma'at where there is a constant Hashras Hashchina. Amen Ken Yehi Ratzon. It is now a tremendous chus and privilege for me to introduce Hagon Harav Nevetzal Shlita, who will say Divrei Bracha.
את השם ותפארת ולכם שמחה כל הימים בעולם הזה ובעולם הבא וכל טוב וגדול המצל.
I now have the rare privilege to call upon Rav Benish Ginsberg, who will introduce Hagon Rav Shachter, the Rosh Hashiva Shlita.
Rishus Kola Harabanim Shlita, Rishus, everyone who's here and the whole Kiyo and everyone who's watching. It's a big schus for our Kihila that our Rebbe Rav Shachter Shlita will say some words of bracha. And I wanted to share an idea that I heard from my Rabbi Rav Shechter about Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Torah Shebaal Peh. There are many Makoros tell us that the menorah in the Mishkan represented Torah Shebaal Peh. And our candles are the candles, the Neiros Chanukah are the Neiros of Torah Shebaal Peh. So Rav Shechter likes the quote from the Rokeach that the Chazal say that the Or that Hashem made, the Or HaGanuz, was put away, was too special, was put away for the Tzaddikim, Lasi Lavo. And the Medrash teaches that Or HaGanuz can be found in the Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Rokeach points out that the Or HaGanuz, Chazal say, lasted for 36 hours. And there are 36 Neiros on Chanukah. So that's the Torah Shebaal Peh, that you can access the Or HaGanuz in the Neiros Chanukah. The Shlo adds on that there are 36 Mesechtos of Talmud Bavli, which is the ultimate repository of our Torah Shebaal Peh. So our Rav David Shlita has become our link, as Rav Simon said, our link in the Masorah of Torah Shebaal Peh. And it's a big schluss for us that Rav Shechter Shlita will give a divrei bracha for Rav David.
Thank you very much. Shalom Aleichem, everybody. My connection with Rabbi David goes back very far. My family, I was born in Pennsylvania, and my father was a rabbi in different communities. And then when we lived in Philadelphia for a while, the local day school, which was called Beth Jacob, it was co-ed. My wife jokes, she says she's so from, she married a boy from Beis Yankiv. So the local day school, which was called Beth Jacob, which was co-ed, only went to the fifth grade. So after the fifth grade, my parents had to send me to New York to go to yeshiva. So I stayed with my grandparents who lived in the Bronx, 811 East 178th Street. That was a big apartment building that was adjacent to the Bronx Jewish Center. About Jewish Center, I was a little boy. Maybe just my imagination. I think it was a gigantic shul. Had a women's balcony upstairs, gigantic. It was so tall. That's my recollection. The rabbi in the Bronx Jewish Center was Rabbi Yechiel Michal Chalap. That was the father of Rabbi Zvulun Chalap, who should be well. In that building, 811 East 178th Street, the David family lived also. We were mamish, we lived in the same building. In the early years of after Hakamas HaMedina, one of the prominent figures in the Israeli government was Moshe Sharet. So remember, there was a family in that building named Shartok. Moshe Sharet's original name was Shartok. And his relatives lived in that building also. It was a prominent building. So my connection with, and Herman Wook's grandfather had a shtiebel down the block, if I'm not mistaken. It was very close, not far at all. It was a 2-minute walk away from the Bronx Jewish Center. And Rabbi Osha Ziv had a shul also in the neighborhood, whose grandson is a Rebbe in Beit Shemesh, and one of the big yeshivas in Beit Shemesh. So I have a connection with Rabbi David from a long time back. The Mishnah says in the beginning of Sanhedrin that Eimimanim Sanhedras Lishvatim Elab Bezin Shal Shiv Meyachad. You have to have the Sanhedrin Gdaila to appoint who should be the Rabbanim for the communities. I'm not the Sanhedrin, but I'm here to represent all the Rabbanim in the yeshiva. Rabbi David learned in Yeshiva University. He was very much slich and learning, very big Talmud Chacham for many years already. So I'm representing the whole rabbinic faculty in yeshiva at your installation. Just like you need when you build a new mizbech, you make a new menorah, you have to have a Chanukah HaMizbech, you have to have a Chanukah HaMenorah. So when you have a new rabbi, you have to install the rabbi, you have to have a Chanukah. The best time to have it is Takan Chanukah, when the Chashmonai had to make the Chanukah HaMizbech and the Chanukah HaMenorah. So I wish you Mazel Tov in the name of all of the Rabbanim in the yeshiva. Wonderful choice. The Balabatim have a good chush. They picked the outstanding Talmud Chacham. And Rabbi David, you should continue to be Matzlich and Habatzah Sator for many years to come. And the Balabatim should be Nana from your Shiurim, from your Drushes for many, many years. Mazel Tov to all of you. Thank you.
Thank you to the Rosh Hashiva, to Rosh Shachta. We now have a tremendous Schus and covered for the whole Tzibur, Hagon Reb Osher Weiss Shita, who everyone knows from the Kehillah, I'm not sure if everyone knows how intimately he's been helping and assisting with the Kehillah. And we very much appreciate Rav Osher Weiss giving of his time to give Divrei Bracha to Rav David and to the Tzibur.
So this is my short bracha to Kehillas Beis Tefillah in Ahmad Beit Shemesh. In a normal world, in normal days, I would be so happy to be in the Beis Medrash to speak to you directly. But this is not a normal world, and we are not living in a normal time. So this is the best we could do. And it still is a privilege and a simcha for me to congratulate the Kehillah and my heartfelt brachas to my dear friend, Rav David. I know Rav David for many years, and we interacted on the personal level, on the communal level. Shilas in Yonei Tzibur. And I cannot imagine a better Rav. It's a wonderful choice. So Rabbi David is not a new Rav, but I still want to share with you two rabbinical stories, two Rabboni Shemaises. So the story is told that once the three greatest Gedolim in Lithuania, Nizdamnu Lepundakech, what they happened to meet. And they were Rabbi Michal Epstein, the Rav of Nevardug, the famous Oroch HaShulchan, Reb Itzele Rabinovich, the Rav of Panovich, Shalas Hashuva Zeche Yitzchak, and number three, the great Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, Reb Chaim of Brisk. And the discussion came up, what's the job description of a Rav? How do we define this tafkid? The Oroch HaShulchan, so fitting to his essence, said, the fundamental tafkid of a Rav is to paskin shaylos, to give halachic guidance. He was one of the greatest poskim of his era, the Oroch HaShulchan. The Zeche Yitzchak is not that much halacha lamaisa. He was a tremendous gadol, a big chach and a big mechadish, and he said, the tafkid of a Rav is to be marbitz Torah, to elevate Torah dedication of the individual, to give shiurim, to inspire people to learn Torah. And then it was Reb Chaim's turn, and the great Brisk Rav said, the tafkid of a Rav is to be the father of the community, maybe the mother as well, to care for the needy, for the desperate, yosoim of almana, the mikveh and the eruv and the shechita, care for the community. That's a Litvish story. Now the Hasidish story. The Divrei Chaim, the Tzantzerov, was very instrumental to get Reb Shimon Seifer, the son of Chassam Seifer, elected as Rav in Krakow. 200 years ago, Krakow was already a Hasidish Kehillah. And Reb Shimon Seifer was anything but a Chassid. He was the son of Chassam Seifer. But out of tremendous admiration that Divrei Chaim had for the Chassam Seifer, he was instrumental in getting Reb Shimon elected. A few months after the Nor Rav was elected, the Divrei Chaim came to visit. And Reb Shimon Seifer, the Rav, invited him to the Beis Din Shtibel, to the Bureau of the Rabbonus, and introduced the various Moira Hayroah. So he said, Rabbi Pliny is in charge of Hilchos Shabbos. Rabbi Almoni takes care of the Erev. And Rabbi number three, he paskins the Shilas and Hilchos Nidah. And the Divrei Chaim looks at Reb Shimon Seifer at the Nor Rav and he says, so what do you do? If you have Rabbonim taking care of the various different aspects, so what is the tafkid of the Rav Aroshi? What's the tafkid of the Rav? Reb Chaim Tzanzer said the same as Reb Chaim Brisker. The Rav is to be the father of the community. So whenever I speak to a Kehillah, And to a new Rav, I say, Roy Nachnis Roshenu Ben Horim Gedoilem, Achoiz Bize, Vegameze, Altanach Yadcho. Let me say this. Your new Rav is not a new Rav. I spoke many times in his previous shul, but I am totally confident that he will excel in all three areas. He's a tremendous Talmud Chacham, a gifted speaker in Magid Shir, a man who is a paragon of Yiras Shemaim, and a person of compassion and feeling. So Mazel Tov, I wish Harav David many, many wonderful years of Arbotzes Torah, of Hanhoges HaTzibur, and each and every member of the community. I know so many of you, and I love the community. And I wish you always to be Mekadei Shem Shemayim, Lahagdol Torah Ulahadira. Mazel Tov, and I look forward to seeing you all. Kol Tov. Alis Degen Chanukah.
Okay, it gives me great pleasure to be able to introduce Daniel Feiner, who will introduce an old-time friend of Harav David, Rav Tzvi Flam Shliter.
It is a tremendous zechus to have Rav Tzvi Flam share some divrei bracha. Besides for having been my personal Rav, for many years, as the Rav of the White Shul, Rav Flam is the Rosh HaYeshiva of the Torah Studies Network and Menahal Ruchani of Lander College for Women. He has been a close chaver and confidant of Harav David for a number of years, and they share a long history together. I now call upon Harav Tzvi Flam to share some Divrei Bracha.
I thank you for inviting me to participate in this very auspicious occasion. Avishai David Shlita is not just a friend, but we know each other for over 65 years. We started school together in the first grade. We went all the way through the Smicha program in Yeshiva University, and we've maintained our chavrusa for all these years. I've had the schus in the last couple of years to come to Eretz Yisrael to give shurim in his wonderful yeshiva gedola, and to see the level of the habatzis haTorah going on in his makam haTorah. I'm coming here today to talk to you, not as a rabbi, but as a personal friend. And I just want to share with you an insight concerning who is the person you picked to be your rav and manig for 120 years plus. You all know by now that he is an incredible Talmud Chacham. He's a baki b'chol chedrei haTorah, Torah shebiksav and Torah shel Baal Peh. He's an incredible pesek when it comes to his knowledge of the Shulchan Aruch and Shavuos and Shuvos. A gavaldik olam din gadol, and a baal mazbe mitzuyan. Not only in his shiurim, but in his drashes, he is articulate a person could be. But if you want to know what you're getting as your Rav, I will tell you the essence of my life, what I feel is the most important quality a Rav can have, and a quality that is possessed by Rav David. Should live and be well together with his wonderful Rebbetzin for many years. What is that Midah? The Midah goes back to the story in Sefer Melachim, when the Rabbanu Shalom asked Shlomo HaMelech what he can give him as he was going to begin his Malchus. The term that was used in Sefer Melachim is a Leif Shamaya, a heart that listens, a sensitive heart that's able to sit down with people, with Balabatim, and not only listen with your mind, but listen with your heart to understand what's going on in your life and to be able to affiliate with all the problems you are presenting to him and be able to give you an Eitzah, not only emanating from his mind and brain, but from his heart as well. The fact of the matter is, Chazal over the generations have emphasized the power of the heart. When it comes to Avat Hashem, what part of the body is emphasized as the makar of our regesh, of our feelings, our emotion? It's the heart of the human being, where the soul and the neshama rests, according to many of the gedolei HaKabbalah and HaPaiskim. When it comes to Rav David, he basically personifies what Rav Yochanan Zakkai said to Reb ben Arach when he asked him, what is the midah teva that a person should have in this world? Reb ben Arach said, a lev tov, a good heart. He has an incredible pastoral personality. And his Avat Hashem, and his Avat HaTorah, and his Avat Eretz Yisrael is superseded by the Avat HaBrios. He has shown to everybody under his jurisdiction, which the thousands of boys and girls who have learned by him over the years in the yeshivas and the seminaries in Eretz Yisrael, or the shuls that he served as the Rav and as their manig, you have a person who is not only going to teach you Kol HaTorah Kula with incredible lumdus, as was mentioned before by the other Gedolei HaRosh Yeshivas and Rabbanim who spoke before me, but you have an incredible Rav with an incredible Rebbetzin who, as was just mentioned, are going to be the Av, the aim of your Kehillah. They are going to be the heartbeat of how this Kehillah develops, how this Kehillah ultimately is able to become an incredible Bakam HaTorah and Amigdash Shmiat. You're going to have a dynamic Rav and Rebbetzin who are going to be individuals, role models, not only for you, the adults, but for the children, what it means to be a person who is a Gadol B'Yisrael and having a wife who is a tzaddikus as well, who is a Gadol in her own right. You're dealing with a person that I can tell you, you will never find in the world a more capable, talented, loving Rav than my dear, beloved Chavar, Rav Ishai David. The bracha I want to give you, Ma'omek HaLev, is Hashem should give you both, you and your wonderful Rebbetzin, and the Siyata Deshmaya, to be able to bear this responsibility and to mashpi upon every mishpacha that's in your kehillah. But knowing Rabbi David, I will tell you, the hashpah he's going to have is not only on the great membership of your kehillah, but he's going to have hashpah on the entire community that the shul is contained in, the entire environment of all the other local shuls and balabatim will find him also accessible to them. He's going to have an incredible hashpa on your shtat. And ultimately, I personally believe he'll have an incredible hashpa on not only where you live, but in all Anshei Klal Yisrael that are living in Eretz Yisrael, when they get to realize the godless possessed by this man and the Lev Tov that he possesses, the Lev Shamaya, he is going to be one of the future Gedolei Hadar when it comes to leading Klal Yisrael, when it comes to bringing us and preparing us for the ultimate redemption. The brach I want to end with is Hashem should give you the Siyata Deshmaya under his leadership, together with his wonderful Rebbetzin, that they should be able to Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, inspire Klal Yisrael to return to the Torah, to Avodas Hashem, and be able to ma'ira in shemayim, a ruach of nechama, a ruach of bakasha, that Hashem should already send the Mashiach Tzidkenu, should remove the machla that we have that permeated as a magaif in the entire world. Our life should return to the normalcy, being able to learn b'chavrusa, and as a Rebbe giving a shir without a mask on our face, be able to live a normal life, to be able to speak to each other panim mol panim, to be able to be zoicha, to see the Har HaBayis built once again into the Migdash HaShlishi, to be makir of kabanos, and to be able to bring the Shechinas Hashem from the Migdash we're going to build into every household of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael throughout the world. From the bottom of my heart and the heart of my dear Rebbetzin, who's sitting next to me, I'm telling to my dear beloved friend of Avishai and his wonderful Eishes Chayil, Racha v'hatzlacha ad b'lidai, and Hashem should give you the siyata d'shmaya arichas yamim v'shanim, l'kadesh em Hashem b'rabim, and your avodah Hashem should inspire everybody to come closer to Hashem and shu'i zoicha v'piyas Mashiach Tzidkenu, amen v'yomein. Thank you for inviting me to participate.
Amen. Amen. It's a chus and a privilege, and hopefully this will be a surprise for Moreno HaRav David Shlita. The Rav's brother, Hagan HaRav Aaron David, will give Divrei Bracha.
So we're very thankful that my brother came to Eretz Yisrael. All the years we were by himself here. Now he's with us, helping us, talking to us, giving us etzah. We thank you very much for coming to Eretz Yisrael. You know there's a Gvaldig Bach in Chanukah, Tafresh Ayin, where the Bach says the big yisod, that all of life is mirk negen midah. The person must nefesh for Torah and Mitzvahs, Hashem will act with him l'malim ha'teva. And Klal Yisrael, where Mishrashu ba'avodah, says Rabbi Yerucham, it means they weren't Mos Nefesh. They did the avodah, but not Shtag, they did whatever they can, not Mos Nefesh. The true was Mos Nefesh. So Mila, if Mos Nefesh, Hashem makes you Nisim, Menorah, all told the Amos Nefesh. So my brother Rabbi Shlita, Amos Nefesh, for Torah, for people, for Avodah, Mitzvah, for Tefillah, everything is Amos Nefesh. Mela Hashem is knowing with him also that Rabbi Amos Nefesh, Mela, he has Nisim. Hashem should help my brother have Nisim all his life, be healthy, be happy, be sure, say Simchis, be called to it.
Amen. Okay, Mara Varavosai, we'll have a 2-minute interlude with some slides of Rav David with Gedolim for you to appreciate. And if anyone needs to get a coffee, now would be a good time. It's 2 minutes before our next speaker, and we'll have the Rav's nephew to also entertain us with some songs for the next 2 minutes.
Yehuda, can you unmute yourself?
Bonim Rabbi Hashem Yore Yaloki Anche Yemen Sera Kodesh Bashem Veiki Zakeini Legadel Bani Bune Bani Bani Bune Bani
Just going to to be able to introduce Rav Palestine Shlita Rav Achanicha Yeshivas and Rav Kornfeld Rav of Kiras Agro to give Divrei Brocha to Moreno Rav Shlita.
Rav Agon, Yididi, Rav Agon, Rav Isha David Shlita, Shalom Aleichem, the whole Kehila. I have quite a number of personal friends in the Kehila. Shalom Aleichem to all of you. Moshe added to Yeshua ben Nun's name, Yeshua. And this was a bracha that Ko Hoshiacho Me'atzas Meraglim. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help you. You shouldn't fall for the Eitzes of the Meraglim. One can ask, what was Moshe worried about? Yeshua ben Nun, the Pasuk says, U'mishorosai, the Meshoros of Moshe, Yeshua ben Nun, na leyom shmitoicha oil. For years and years, he accompanied Moshe in all situations, in all developments, in all psokim, in all etzes, in all anhoga. So Yeshua knew everything. Why was Moshe afraid? Ashkofa was there, Halacha was there, everything was there. I want to add to this, the Gemara says in Tzumot HaZayin, the Gemara says, "Yeshua shenifta Moshe Rabbeinu when Moshe Rabbeinu was nifta legan Eden. Omar lo Yeshua, he called to Yeshua and told him, Shal mimeni, ask, kol sveikas sheyesh lecha. You're going to take over. You've got to know. ask all your doubts. Umaloi. So Yeshua said, Rebbe, did I ever not be present and be next to you? Did I ever go away from where you were? So I know everything. Did you not write in the Torah? So you wrote this yourself in the Torah that I was present the whole time. So what questions do I have to ask from you? The principle of us, this is a very interesting conversation. Moshe is talking to Yeshua, and Yeshua tells him, there's nothing I don't know. I was present always to hear everything and to know everything. You yourself wrote in the Torah, and Moshe said, Yeshua ben Nun, Na layom shmitoich ha'oyel. This is very interesting. Moshe is talking to Yeshua, and Yeshua is talking to Moshe. They were present the whole time. They saw each other the whole time. They know fully that they were together the whole time. So Yeshua himself, that knows that Moshe knows, says, you wrote in the Torah, Moshe said, Yeshua ben Nun, Na layom shmitoich ha'oyel. It's things that we saw. Why did Yeshua bring the posik? Moshe knows, Yeshua knows. And so what do we need the posik for? First of all said, Moshe knew, Yeshua knew, Yeshua knew that Moshe knew. But if you have a posik, even though you saw it with your own eyes the whole thing, if you have a posik, the best raya to anything is what the Torah says. So Yeshua said to Moshe, you, the Torah wrote that I was with you and knew you and present to you. I don't have questions. So what was Moshe scared of when Yeshua was mitzaref to the Meragim? You might say, Yeshua knew everything. Halacha, hashkofa, problems, whatever. But he didn't know how to deal with a difficult situation. He didn't know how to deal in troubled times. He didn't know how to deal when you had to do with people that might take you off the derech. Perhaps that was Moshe's concern. But no, surprisingly enough, from Hilchas Chanukah, we see not so. The Gaon says in the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah, the reason why Chofei Kislev, we were mechanech the Mizbeach after Matas Yor ben Yoichim Kohen Godel managed to get the Yerushalayim and the Beis Mikdash back to us. Why were we mechanech the Mizbeach on Chofei Kislev, like we say in Kriyas HaTorah every day? Because in the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu finished the Mishkan on Chofei Kislev. V'osay mekupel, and he folded it. V'hoye Yisroel memalmelin. Yisroel were mumbling. Shemei Radofi boy. Perhaps there's something wrong with the way Moshe made the Mishkan. But no, the Psikta says the Gaon brings a Psikta in the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah. But no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to wait. We'll wait to Aleph Nissen, that's the birthday of Yitzchak Avinu. That's when we're going to put up the Mishkan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said then, Olai L'Shalem L'Chofei Kislev. We pull off the Mishkan from Chofei Kislev and we pushed it to Aleph Iyah. I got to pay back Chofei Kislev. When did he do that? Says the Psikta in Bimei Chashmanoi, that we set up the Mizbeach on Chofei Kislev. So Yeshua also had this word, V'hoye Yisroel memalmelin. Yisroel were memalmelin. Memalmelin means mumbling. If somebody, all the people in the audience, I want to know, if you can, bring it back to me. Call me. This word memalmelin is very similar to the English word mumbling. Memalmelin, mumbling. Does it mean that the English word originates from the Latin word? Well, the Latin word originates from Lashon HaKodesh. This is very interesting. Mumbling. But I propose him that the whole Klal Yisrael will be mumbling on Moshe. And Yeshua saw it. And he saw how Moshe acted. So he knew how to get through difficult times when things were against you, when things were in a bad state. So why was Moshe scared to send Yeshua and had to enter his name? Yeshua, call Yeshua, Achim, and Sasmuragim. Rabbi Isai, I think the text is, be Yeshua, Nar. When he's inside the oil, he had everything. But now he's going out of the oil. Now he's going with the other Meraglim to Eretz Yisrael, which wasn't yet then populated by Eden. He's going out of the oil. Out of the oil, you can't know what's going to be. And Moshe had to pray, you walked out of the oil. You walked out of the security of the oil. Where the oil of Moshe Rabbeinu encompasses you, I have to be mispalel for you. The main job of a Rav, the main purpose of a Rav, the main thing that a Rav has to do is to make an oil in his Kehillah. An oil that there should be Torah values, an oil that there should be Yerushalayim, an oil that there should be Chesed, that there should be Bein Odom Lechaveroi, that there should be warmth, that to be together. An oil, this has to be created. The Rav, my friend Rav Avisha David, he has the capabilities, he has the ways, he has the geschmack to make and this oil, and I wish the whole Kehillah, that should be oile kepagachas.
Cornfeld, Shita, Rav of Kedasa Gra.
Shalom Aleichem and Mazel Tov to all my dear friends from Kilas, Beis Tvila Yoina Avrom, and to the Choshuva Morda Asra, Sheyarech Yomim HaMamalachtoi. The Rav does not need any edus on his greatness in Torah and Yerushalayim, because Dvarev Me'idim Olav. Everybody hears exactly what he has to say. I would just like to express my feelings of the wonderful Siyata Shemaya, the Kila was Zeicha to have. Rav Malinowitz Zichron Levracha invested so much time and effort and koiches in building up the Kehila with all the values that were so important to him. And with his untimely patira, there was concern. What will be with his tremendous Siyata Shemaya he saw in his lifetime? How will it continue? And now, Baruch Hashem, we see the Siyata Shemaya is continuing. You have a wonderful manig that Yetzer Hashem will continue those values. As Avos Torah, Yerushalayim, Chesed, Chinuch, Habonim, they're all going to be Yetzer Hashem continued in that same wonderful fashion, that same Lev Rochav that the Kehila was Zeicha to see till now. It's interesting that it says by Moshe Rabbeinu that Yisrael was originally Kohen Midyan and eventually became to the status of Chosin Moshe. His Yichus was the fact that he was the father-in-law of Moshe. My dear friend, the Rav, Avisha David, is exact opposite. Till now he's together, Chosin, and the father of his son-in-laws and his children that are living in the neighborhood, each one is an Adam Godel Bifnei Atzmai. But now we're Zeicha to see the Bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Manik himself, taking position and guiding us, Mitzvah Hashem, Lamala Lamala. Once again, I'm not going to speak about his godless Betoira, those Advarim Yiduim. I want to speak one thing that I know that not many people in the neighborhood do know. I was Zeicha to know the Rav's parents when I lived in Sanhedrin Mochevet. Very unassuming people. Mitzad Hasheni, I'm sure the Rav, if he has not yet told you, he will tell you, the seeds of the greatness of the children came from the spirit and that fire that was in his parents. From what I heard, when they were in the younger years, they were living in poverty, and they had such a burning desire for the children to grow in Torah and Yerushalayim and to get the best possible chinuch, that there were times that they gave up on their own food so that the children should be able to afford to make the trip and go to the yeshivas where they were learning. This example of how important Limda Torah of the next generation of the children is, Kamuvan, had a major effect, and that brought about that Siyata Shemaya to be Zeicha to such a great child and son as our present Morda Asra and the other brothers. Should all be Zeicha to take advantage as much as we can from the Rav's greatness and be Zeicha to see the same Peiros that his parents saw in him. We should also be Zeicha to see these wonderful parents in our own families and our own children. We should all be Zeicha, and the whole Kehila should be Zeicha together. It's like a zivug now between you and the Rav, the zivug sheyala yofa, and should all see Torah Yisharim uvurochem uvinyan adayad. Mazel tov, mazel tov.
my great pleasure to call upon Dr. David Callis, my immediate predecessor, who will now introduce her of Jacobson Shlita.
Thank you. Kapitel Tehillim, Perek Mem Beis, is a perek that describes the virtues of Talmidei Chachamim. L'matzeach al shoshanim ne korach vaskil shir yedidus. Rashi says that in his perek, the whole thing is l'chav Talmidei Chachamim. He says, why are they called shoshanim? Shehem rachim kishoshanim, naim kishoshanim, martivim masim, tovim kishoshanim. And why is it shir yedidus? Shir ahuvim shir shel shevach. So shir, the purpose of the shir is because we need to mahiv ourselves on the brios. It's interesting, almost ironic, that this perek dedicated to the praise of Talmidei Chachamim is written by Bnei Korach, who ironically, they did not see the beauty of Talmidei Chachamim until they were on a precipice that forced them to admit Moshe Emes with Terasa Emes. Until that point, the only aspect of Shoshanim that they saw was the thorns. Now they realize that a Shoshana is also Rach, Noah, and they also have Maisim Tovim. Talmidei Chachamim are a complex sugya. Of course, we love our Talmidei Chachamim. We love Rav David Shlita, who we're mamlich tonight as our Rav. He's everyone's best friend. As our Rav, though, we must approach him with the proper mora appropriate for Talmidei Chachamim. Rabbi Benjamin Jacobson, who I have the pleasure of introducing, is a Talmid Chacham, who in my mind is a master of striking the right balance. Watching him navigate the complexity that is taking over Beis Tefillah Yonah Avram, while navigating through the Rav Malinowitz Zatzal's sickness, and at the same time completely being mevatel himself to do the Rav Zatzal, was a lesson in diplomacy and discipline and nuance. Transitioning into his role as the acting Rav, and then finally transitioning out of the role to allow Rav David Shlita to become the Mora Da'aser of Beis Tefillah Yonah Avram, was an inspiring lesson of how an Eved Hashem, who is a Talmid Chacham in his own right, can mechabe the Torah and Talmid Chachamim. La'ahivam ala brios, ve'alehov tarasam aleyam. I call upon Rav Jacobson Shlita to share words, l'chavad Torah and l'chavad our Talmid Chacham, our Mora Da'aser, Rav David Shlita.
Rav Jacobson, we can't hear you. I don't know if, I don't think it's just me. I'm still not hearing now. You're not muted, but it's something with the speaker. I'm calling your cell phone now, and if you'll pick up, so I'll put you on speakerphone, and you can speak through mine. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to just while we're waiting for Jacobson, I just thought I would share with the Olam an amazing idea I saw. If everyone can hear me. Is Rav Jacobson ready? Then I won't share it.
I don't have him yet, no.
Okay. So just while we're waiting till
I have him now, I'm sorry.
Oh, Hashem, great.
Okay, Rav Jacobson, you with me?
Yes, am I heard now?
Can people hear him? Simon, you hear
him?
Yes. Yeah? Okay. Yes, am I heard?
Yes.
Okay. Shus the Rav, the Shus the Rabbanim, the Shus the Kala Kadosh. On the one hand, I feel it, after hearing the Gdolei Torah who spoke tonight, I feel rather out of place. On the other hand, my justification is that I represent the receiving end. I'm going to speak on behalf of the receiving end. Why are we here tonight putting the Rav through something that he has no interest in? He would prefer to be left in peace, to learn, to teach, to inspire, and not to be busy with his COVID and ceremony. Why are we doing this? So the answer is COVID at Torah. And we all know to say those words. But the question, but this is really the classic conundrum. What happens when the Rav has no interest in COVID at Torah? And the answer is really one for us to understand. And that is that this is really one of the benefits that the Rav is providing us with. And let's understand that. Let's understand that correctly. The Rishayim, that's something Chazal tell us, the Mishayish of the Chazal, the Chazal Chacham Yisbal Rav. Person who has a sick, you have a sick person in the family, Chalila, you go to a Rav, you go to a Chacham, and ask him to daven. What's the idea? How does it fit into the context of our Avodas Hashem? Is it a trick that the Gemara is offering us? We can understand this for a few. There's still probably more powerful, but is that it? Or is this actually a part of our system of Avodas Hashem? And the Rishayim say something amazing. Let's understand what the concept of Kavod is. Kavod means that you have something that has an inner value that isn't apparent to the outside, and you demonstrate it. You give it expression. This deserves elaboration that we're not going to give now, but you take a Sefer Torah, which is a piece of parchment, which is not necessarily the prettiest thing in the world. You wrap it in a beautiful mantle, close it away in a magnificent Aron Kodesh, and now you have given it the expression of its inner value. When we have as a given that when we have a problem, the address, the Mekor HaBracha, are the Chachmei HaTorah, then we are living a healthy life of Ruchnius. When we live in a reality where the top of our pyramid are the Chachamim in our lives, then we are a healthily functioning Yiddishkeit. When we have a home where the most admired entity in the home are Chachmei Torah, where we know that when there is a dilemma, that there is a question, that's the place where it goes, where that's the influence that we primarily want to have in our home. That's what we want our children to look up to and say, halavai that I should get there. That the career of a true Rav is at the stage of life where many other careers are ending. And the idea is that, yes, we want to be able to show our children to look forward. This is what you would, we would love for you to look like at that later stage in life. And this is why we're here. This is why we're here now. We are engaged in this sublime activity of setting up our own world. It was about giving out of David the covet he deserves. He preferred that we all go home and let him learn in peace. But we are here now because he's providing us with the opportunity to build our own inner worlds, to build our homes appropriately, to set up our kehila in the right way. And in this sense, we have to give Harav David a yashar koyach for tolerating tonight also. And here, I want to say that it's been a couple of months. As I said, I would like, I'm happy to have the opportunity to give the Divrei Bracha on behalf of the Kehila. When Yitzchak wanted to give over the brachas, he said, and the Rishonim say how he wanted to receive benefit before giving the brachas in order to really feel a certain enhanced bond at the moment, so that the brachas should be at their peak. The brachas should be optimal. It's already been a couple of months, And we've already had this chus of being praying for the mat'amim, of tasting the delicacies, of tasting the tam, of tasting a bit of what Harav David has to offer us. And therefore, perhaps now is taka a more appropriate time to offer these divrei bracha than it would have been at the earlier stage. So, if I may allow myself to say on behalf of the kehila, sheyu panav me'irim kashemesh v'kayoreach. Kayoreach, because so much of what we're getting from the Rav is the connection to our great predecessors, to the previous Doris, the wealth of the daily care of the previous generation that's being reflected to us through the Rav as a Yoreach, where we're seeing the great, great names of the previous generation that we may have not have known and that the Rav knew intimately is being reflected towards us through the Rav. The Kashemesh, because it's not just a mirror, but this is being handed down to us through the Shemesh, through the Rav's own fire, through the Rav's own greatness, which is radiant and shining out to us. We've all been experiencing it. The Kashemesh also in the warmth that it beats down, that shines down on us. We've all already had a taste of it. We've all already experienced it. So I think the most appropriate bracha that we can give the Rav in this setting is that we should be zoicha to be nen and mi'oiroi, from the oil of the Yoreach, from the oil of the Shemesh, for many, many years to come, b'tuv u'b'ne'imim, b'verochim, b'nachas, and kol tuv.
Thank you, Rav Jacobson. It's now a personal pleasure and schus to call upon Yedid Nefesh, Dr. David Bless, to speak on behalf of the entire Kehillah.
Thank you, Simon. Brishus Marino Harav, Rebbetzin David Shlita, Rav Jacobson Shlita, honored Rebbetzin Malinowitz and the Malinowitz family, Mori Virabi Rav Shechter Shlita, Rabbanim neighbors, Achai Vachiyosai Bnei Akihila. It is a great schus and pleasure for me to have the opportunity to attempt to express and articulate on behalf of the Kihila the complex matrix of emotions and excitement that we all are experiencing tonight. During the Rav search process, the analogy to a shidduch was often and aptly applied. A complex process beginning with clarifying for ourselves where we were headed as a Kihila, who we wanted and needed to teach, lead, and inspire us. Eventually moving forward with tentative early steps of getting to know Harav David and the Rebbetzin, a seemingly endless prabha period of deepening this acquaintance, and ultimately a mutual agreement to move forward and begin a new and exciting stage of communal religious life together. Tonight is an opportunity to celebrate together the culmination of this process and to try and set the tone for what is to follow, Bezras Hashem Yisbarach. But like an actual Nisum Shniim, tonight's celebration occurs against the backdrop of a tragic loss. In our case, the loss of our Kehillah's founding and beloved Rav, Moreno Rav Chaim Zevalevi Malinowitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, whose first Yahrzeit was commemorated in such a powerfully moving and inspiring fashion just a short time ago. The Rav Zatzal's legacy and teaching remain a central, active, and everlasting part of our shul's core culture. Rav David Shlita often speaks about Rav Malinowitz Zatzal and his inspiring, unique religious persona. It is an honor, and it is befitting that Rebbetzin Malinowitz and members of the family are with us tonight. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant the Rebbetzin and family a full measure of nechama, health and protection during these very difficult times, and may the memory and legacy of the Rav Zatzal continue to accompany, comfort, and inspire you at all times. As mentioned a few moments ago by Dr. Callis, it is also appropriate to again acknowledge and express our profound gratitude on behalf of the Kehillah to Rav Jacobson Shlita, who with great wisdom, sensitivity, and skill stepped up to the enormous challenges of shepherding the Kehillah through the Rav Zatzal's illness and unexpected patira, navigating the pandemic and its unique and again unexpected challenges, and advising and guiding us through the sensitive and unexpected Rav search process. Rav Jacobson's ever-present, skillful, and very responsible leadership prevented a discontinuity and interregnum in the shul's functioning. We are all thrilled that Rav Jacobson's deep connection to Beis Tfilah Yom Avraham is continuing, and we look forward, Be'ezras Hashem, to many, many years of meaningful and enriching learning and growing from your inspiring Torah and noble midos. And now Harav David, really Harav David and Rebbetzin David Shlita, for they function as a beautiful team. I can attest to that as close neighbors. I keep a careful watch on all of their goings and comings. In the world, there are many different types of Talmidei Chachamim. They all have unique personalities, preferences, predilections, inclinations, skills, and role models of their own. And as such, although all Talmidei Chachamim in some way leave their mark on the world, they each do so in a unique and idiosyncratic way. Rabbi David Shlita, as he remarked in reply to the very first question posed to him long ago in the initial interview, is a real people person. I like people, he said. So if I can have the opportunity to connect with, teach, and guide 150 people rather than 50, I am naturally drawn to the larger group. Living next to Rav and Rebbetzin David and interacting with them regularly during the corona period really bears this out. Rav David already knows nearly all of my children, and he makes himself so available and easy to speak to. One night at dinner last week, after for the third time that week, I alluded to a discussion I had had that same day with Rav David. One of my teenagers, said, "Are you and Rav David best friends? You seem to speak every day." If one looks at the scope of Rav and Rebbetzin David's career together, there's another feature. Not only have they always attached themselves to people, but they seem to have always connected themselves to communities, then built, grown, and aided these communities to flourish. Some Talmidei Chachamim interact with many individuals and Talmidim as Yechidim, but Rabbi David is a community person. Whether a community in the sense of a kehila or communities of learners in yeshiva and seminary settings, it is an indisputable fact that Rav and Rebbetzin David are real community people. I would like to spend a few moments reflecting upon the concept of community in general and kehilas BTY in particular as a way to help frame the significance of Rav and Rebbetzin David's entering into this new position. The Jewish and halachic view of community is one of a community of destiny, of shared existential and spiritual destiny, rather than merely a matter of convenience, pragmatics, or utility. The halachic principle and ethic defining the relationship among Jews is that of arvus. The central principle of arvus fundamentally links each individual's spiritual fulfillment and success with the spiritual fulfillment and success of each and every other community member. For example, even if I have fulfilled my personal mitzvah, let's say I've already heard the shofar, I can still blow the shofar to help you fulfill your personal mitzvah of shofar. What is the legal mechanism for this? Arvus. Arvus literally means intertwining, teaching us that the halacha views my personal mitzvah of shofar as being intertwined with yours. My personal mitzvah of shofar is defined as incomplete so long as you have not yet fulfilled your personal mitzvah of shofar. So when I blow the shofar for you, I'm not only helping you fulfill your mitzvah, but I am helping to complete my own personal mitzvah of shofar. Now, it is important to emphasize that it did not need to be this way. The ability to be motzi someone else in a mitzvah could have been achieved by a far less ambitious halachic mechanism. The Torah, the halacha, could have simply created the principle that one person can help another person fulfill their mitzvah, period. But the fact that the Torah defined the community in such ambitious terms de facto forges a community of mutually intertwined spiritual destiny. The apparent existence of distinct individuals, distinct families, separate life paths, and the like is truly just an illusion. In the eyes of halacha, Am Yisrael is one integrated entity, one integrated family, succeeding or failing together in our Shmiras HaMitzvos and broader mission. Avraham Avinu and Sari Menu converted thousands of individuals over their years of work, and many of them, via Sanefesh Asher Asu B'Charan, uprooted themselves and joined them on their aliyah to Eretz Canaan. But what happened to them all? There's no remnant of them left over. They did not even eventually form an Erev Rav to the biological Bnei Avraham and Sarah. They did not become either the nucleus or even the appendages of the nascent nation. What happened to them? Where did they go? So whatever the specifics of their disappearance, it is clear that they never coalesced into a community of any type. They were all individual students of Avram and Sarah, motivated enough to take the courageous and difficult step of giyur, of conversion, and subsequent aliyah, yet they never formed a community, an interlocked group with a shared existential destiny, and they eventually vanished from history. As the Hashgacha willed it, the nation ultimately emerged from a single biological family, even though it certainly could have emerged from that initial cohort of HaNefesh Asher Asu B'Charan. This act of Hashgacha emphasized that the existential linkage among all members of a community is like a family, the most intense, organic, and biological manifestation of a shared destiny. There are many mitzvos governing our interactions with Talmidei Chachamim, honor, kavod, obedience in psak, but the most basic mitzvah informing our behavior and attitude towards Talmidei Chachamim is the fascinating and complex mitzvah of Uvo Sidvak. The pasuk in Devarim says, "Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, Oso Savod, Uvo Sidvak, etc." One should cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does one accomplish that? Chazal explained that this means that one should cling to Talmidei Chachamim, as this is the closest way to approximate and achieve clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Kaviyachol. Cling to the Talmid Chacham, attach yourself to him, or as Rav David likes to say, I used to stalk Talmidei Chachamim. This hybrid aspect of the mitzvah, clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through clinging to Talmidei Chachamim, is borne out by the fact that sometimes the Rambam codifies this mitzvah as Ladavka Bo, to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Kaviyachol, while in other places he defines the very same mitzvah as Lehidavek Biyodav, to cling to Talmidei Chachamim. An important way to identify and understand the true essence of a mitzvah is by looking at where in the Yad HaChazaka the Rambam places the discussion of a mitzvah, particularly when there are a number of potential places where the mitzvah could have been potentially classified. When we look at the placement of this mitzvah that I just mentioned, of Uvo Sidvak, an astounding observation emerges. If the essence of that mitzvah is to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Kaviyachol, to know him better, then we would have expected that mitzvah to appear somewhere in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, the section of the Yad HaChazaka, which contains the mitzvos primarily related to knowing and understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such as belief in God, believing in the unity of God, loving God, fearing God, etc. But Uvo Sidvak is not classified there, despite the fact that in Sefer HaMitzvos, it is clustered with those mitzvos that relate usually to Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. Maybe Uvo Sidvak should be presented together with the mitzvah of Kavod Chachamim, of honoring Chachamim, which is found in Hilchos Talmud Torah. But no, it is not to be found there either. Perhaps Uvo Sidvak should be classified together with the mitzvah of obedience in Psak Halacha to Talmidei Chachamim in Hilchos Mamrim. It is not there either. Where is the mitzvah of Uvo Sidvak to be found in the Yad HaChazaka? Of all places, in the sixth chapter of Hilchos Deos. The sixth chapter of Hilchos Deos is itself a fascinating entity. As is known, the first five chapters of Hilchos Deos deal extensively with the subject of individual character development, as well as health matters, diet, exercise, and the unique code of disciplined behavior demanded of the Talmud Chacham. The sixth and seventh chapters of Hilchos Deos deal with the laws seemingly governing individual interpersonal interactions. Avas Yisrael, love of fellow Jew, Avas Hager, the love of the convert, creating and preserving healthy interpersonal relationships through Lo Sisna Sachicha and Ocheach Dochiach, the proper treatment of widows and orphans, prohibitions of Lashon Hara, Lo Sikam, Lo Sitar, and the like. Yet it is utterly fascinating that the Rambam introduces this chapter uncharacteristically with a statement of fact seemingly straight out of a sociology textbook. Before beginning to explain the many mitzvos in the chapter, the Rambam elaborates on the readily observable fact that people naturally live together in groups and in communities, and that we exert a very powerful influence upon each other's attitudes, behaviors, and moral standards within these communities and interactions. Now, if the purpose of these two chapters is to delineate our individual interpersonal obligations, why would the Rambam introduce these two chapters at the very outset by stating this obvious reality that we live in groups and we're inevitably influenced by the groups that we live in. So I think it is clear that the Rambam, coming back to this idea of community, is emphasizing that from the Torah's perspective, the ideal context within which individual interpersonal relationships should get played out is the community, a community guided and inspired by the Torah's vision of the ideal and the idyllic, harmonious and symbiotic community of Ovdei Hashem. It is as if the Rambam said, Rabosai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us such that we will live together in groups. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us such that no man or woman is or can be an island. We need each other, and we influence each other profoundly, whether we like it or not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made man this way in order that we would have the opportunity to actualize all of the values of Bein Adam L'Chavero, both those oriented towards man's material well-being and especially those oriented towards man's spiritual well-being. Therefore, in order to create this ideal society, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a whole series of mitzvot, Avas Ager, Avas Yisrael, treatment of widows and orphans, etc. Now, in this long list of mitzvot delineating our interpersonal obligations between a man and fellow man, which is the first mitzvah in the list of how to form the relationships of a community? Shockingly, the Rambam lists Uvo Sidvak, clinging to Talmid HaChamim, as the very first mitzvah in the long list of mitzvos governing the creation of the ideal community. As I mentioned before, this mitzvah should have been naturally and more appropriately placed elsewhere, in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Hilchos Talmud Torah, or Hilchos Mamre. By deliberately and unnaturally placing Uvo Sidvak here, the Rambam is clearly sending us a pointed message. The ideal Jewish community, while ultimately grows out of the blend of Avas Yisrael, Avas Reim, Avas Ager, etc., but the ideal Jewish community is anchored around a Talmid HaChamim. That's its beginning point and identity as a uniquely Torah community. Dveikus Biyoda, being Dveik in the Talmud Chacham. Not only for the expedience of the expected consequent Talmud Torah or Piskei Halacha per se, but because the living, vibrant, mutually interdependent Torah community must be centered around its Talmud Chacham and first family. Building and developing the relationship with the Rav and his family is the basis and foundation for creating a community of Ovdei Hashem. Beyond the functional benefits, conceptually it roots the identity and the lifeblood of the community in the Torah personality of its rabbinic leader in every possible sense of the word. Even in classic classroom Talmud Torah, the notion of creating a community of learners can also be seen in the words of the Rambam in a way that that Simon articulated so beautiful in his introduction. The hour is late and I won't bore you with the details, but in Hilchos Talmud Torah, very briefly, the Rambam has two distinct chapters about how to run a Jewish school, a Jewish Talmud Torah. One chapter deals with the creating the practicalities of an educational system and its personnel. But an entirely different chapter in a different section of Hilchos Talmud Torah adds a whole other group of additional regulations for the classroom, moral criteria for admission, moral criteria for being a Rebbe, the seating plan in the classroom. Rebbe and Talmidim must be sitting at an even level, either all on chairs, all on benches, or all on the floor. The Rav must have endless patience. The student needs to be willing to be engaged, be diligent, and ask questions persistently despite being of a shy disposition. The Beis Medrash needs to be treated with particular reverence, and so on. The Rambam here is not only enumerating a list of do's and don'ts relevant to classroom management and licensure by Misrad HaChinuch, not at all. The Rambam is describing the creation of a learning community, a community of learners. Just like a residential community, the community of learners needs to be comprised of students and teachers committed to, or at least open to, the transmission of Torah and the cultivation of moral character. The learning community is a shared milieu in which Rebbe and Talmidim come together to forge a social group whose only purpose is to help each other reach their personal potential without inhibition or embarrassment, to seek the Ratzon Hashem in a nurturing and safe environment, an environment deliberately constructed towards that goal. By separating out the practical aspects of the educational system from the community building aspects of the system, the Rambam is highlighting the critical and vital role of the community of learners. like Avram Avinu and Sari Imenu's initial group of followers, Kehilas Beis Tefila Yonah Avram is comprised of a multitude of individuals, all from different places, both literally and figuratively, who against all odds heard and heeded the call of Aliyah. We uprooted ourselves from the comfort, familiarity, and successes enjoyed in Chutz Laaretz, and an act that was a blend of idealism and determination, mixed with a healthy dose of reckless abandon and madness, moved ourselves and our children halfway across the globe to a foreign land and an even more foreign culture. While every family had its own story and journey, and while BTYA, to agree, is ideologically eclectic, at the core of each narrative was a passionate idealism to try and fulfill the Ratzon Hashem to the maximum possible, to embark upon a journey of growth and development, and to enjoy a true Aliyah Ruchnis. In order to facilitate this goal, Kehilas Beis Tefila Yonah Avraham was born. As suggested by the Rambam discussed earlier, the community is a natural and vital prerequisite for individual flourishing. A community founded upon the principle of arvos, that we are each incomplete as long as someone else is in need, spiritually, emotionally, financially, or otherwise. Under the leadership of Rav Linowitz Zatzal, and with the very dedicated and hard work of many idealistic, passionate, generous, creative, and hardworking men and women, a beautiful kehila developed, with opportunities for learning at every possible level of every imaginable topic, social opportunities for bonding, friendship, support, and inspiration, mutual aid for those in medical, financial, or emotional need, and so much more. The reality that most of us live without the proximity and support of close family made this unique community ever more vital. The Rav search process was initiated out of the awareness that Uvo Sidbok, with a permanent Mara D'Asra, needed to remain at the core and foundation of what BTYA was all about. In the short time that we've gotten to know Rav and Rebbetzin David, we are all learning more and more on a nearly daily basis about what special, unique, dedicated, inspiring, and multifaceted people the Davids are. A broad worldview deeply rooted in his rich and all-encompassing Masorah from his Rebbeim, and the ability to connect with people from a very wide variety of backgrounds. A lifelong passionate commitment to building and strengthening communities, both residential communities and communities of learners in formal educational institutions. The commitment and willingness to maintain these relationships over years and decades, despite being of truly modest natures, Rav and Rebbetzin David have graciously allowed themselves to be at the center of kehilos and yeshivos, allowing these communities to grow and thrive around them and ultimately to cling to them, l'hidabek b'yodav. It is not for me to accurately praise Rav David, that would be a chutzpah on my part, but I do wish to mention briefly just two points that my family and I have been particularly struck by. One is Rav David's approachability and availability and his super sensitive caring for people and their problems. Like Avraham Avinu, and for the record, the gematria of Rav David's name is the same, 337, as like Avraham Avinu, ke Avraham Avinu. And as Rav David would say, check it out. His concern for others is for the totality of their well-being. Whenever Rav David and I speak about the corona situation, which unfortunately is very often, Rav David is so pained by people's suffering and the impact of the corona upon their lives, he is literally visibly moved. And in the few short months of Rav David's tenure thus far, my wife Malka and I have discussed many questions and conundrum with him to try and benefit from his psak, sage counsel, and hadracha. And has been mentioned before is Rav David's incredible hisdabkus and kniya to the personalities and teaching of his parents and his Rebbeim. Rav David is so nichna psychologically to his Rebbeim, his treasuring and taking notes on every word of their teachings, his recollection of endless stories and anecdotes, and most importantly, the incredible kavod and mora that Rav David displays for his Rebbeim, coupled with the excitement of a younger person for every word of their teaching. When I watch Rav David saying over an idea or in an anecdote that he heard from his Rebbeim, his excitement is visible and even palpable. The years peel away, and I feel like I'm sitting before a young 25-year-old Rav David, revealing exuberance and youthful, almost joie de vivre, concurrent with an ema reses vizia of mora rabo kamora shamayim. This psychological kniya makes such an impression and itself imparts such a valuable lesson of what it means to be a Talmud of a Rebbe. Rav and Rebbetzin David, Kehilas Beis Tefila Yona Avraham is at only the very beginning stages of what Be'ezus Hashem will be a very, very long and productive relationship with you, Le'orech Yomim Vishanim. A relationship with Be'ezus Hashem will grow, deepen, and blossom with mutual respect, admiration, and love. And most importantly, a relationship that will facilitate the Kehilah's growth and Avodas Hashem in every possible sense of the word. Our community thirsts for and embraces the full opportunity of Uvo Sidvak, clinging and bonding with our Talmidei Chachamim as the ideal conduit for connecting with the Chochmas HaTorah, the Derech HaTova VaYishara, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu himself, Kaviyachal. I know that I speak on behalf of the entire Kehilah in wishing and davening that Rav and Rebbetzin David Shlita enjoy full health and well-being, shmira and protection during this difficult time, and boundless energy and creativity. May you always continue to rise, mechayel el chayel. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help you fulfill your dreams and goals well beyond your hopes and expectations. And as Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yeshua in Parshas Vayelech, Chazak v'yamatz, ki ata tavo es ha'am hazeh el ha'aretz asher nishma Hashem la'avosam la'seis lahem, v'ata tanchilena osam. V'Hashem hu ha'olech lefanecha hu yihyeh imach lo yarpecha v'lo yazveka lo sira v'lo seichas. Without any further ado, it is my very great pleasure and honor to welcome Moreno Harav David Shlita.
The Navi Micha says, with what shall I approach Hashem, humble myself before Hashem on high? Firstly, I would like to thank all of you for your incredibly kind words, the magnanimity, the benefaction that you demonstrated, beginning with the Yoshev Rosh, Rav Simon Baum Shlita, continuing with the Gdolei Yisrael, Hagoinen, Rav Nevensol, Rav Asher Weiss, Rav Herschel Shechter, and including Yedidenu, Rav Benish Ginsberg Shlita, Yedid Nafshi, Hagoinen Rav Tzvi Flaum Shlita, Hagoyne Rav Perlstein Shlita, Hagoyne Rav Kornfield Shlita, Hagoyne Rav Jacobson, and Achron Chaviv, Dr. David Glass, for his classic, masterful, beautiful presentation analysis, Uvay Sidbak. And as well, to my beloved nephew, Judah, for Kabbalah Hashem Mehencha, Altika Mehencha Lemegrencha, Nikola Arev. By way of Akdama, certainly, as mentioned, I've learned to have a profound appreciation for the Miyased, for the Mor Dasra of Beis Tefila Yonah Avram, Hagoyin, Rav Chaim Zev Alevi Milunowitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and to his Rebbetzin, Tibbadol L'Chaim Arukim, and to his entire Mishpacha. Rav Milunowitz was a Chad Bedora, a Yochid Miyuchad, He was not Masiach Das from the Beis HaKnesses for a moment, as the Gemara has in Baba Basra, with a well-known Mechanech. So HaGoyin Rabbi Linowitz Zatzal was that Mechanech par excellence. I would like to initially express my Shevach V'odah to Hashem Yisbarach for so many countless and boundless acts of chesed that my Rebbetzin and I have merited in our lifetime, specifically in my peregrinations in the world of the rabbinate and chinuch, which for us have been a splendid journey that encompassed, of course, aliyos and yeridos of a geographic, experiential nature that epitomized the chutz la'aretz galus mechaperes experience of Masechas Makis and the siyata d'shemaya, the aliyah in Eretz Yisrael, the last 25 years, Ken Yirbo. I've been accompanied by my wonderful Eshes Chayo and wonderful family, children, grandchildren, and Baruch Hashem now, great-grandchildren. The buoyancy of Tehillim Kuf Chav Ches, sung by wonderful German Jews under the chuppah, always accompanies me everywhere I go. Ashrei kol yirei Hashem, ha'ilech midrachav, yegia kapecho ki seichel, ashrecha v'toivlach. Eshtecho ki gefen poria, biyarkisei v'secho, banecho ki shtilei zesim saviv l'shulchanecho. Hinechi chen yivorach gover, yirei Hashem, yivorecha Hashem mitzion, urei betub Yerushalayim kol yimei chayecho, urei vanim b'vanecho, Shalom al Yisrael. In the parshias that we have read and that we're going to read this coming Shabbos, we have perused and we have examined the Odyssey of Yosef HaTzadik, his trials and tribulations. This Shabbos Mikes, we read of the ultimate Yerido L'Tzorech Aliyah, as the Gemara describes in Makkos and the Ramban and Vayigash. If you will, using the language that you have utilized, the Hachtara, the inauguration of Yosef, as the Mishnah of Melech Mitzrayim. And so there are Yesodos to extrapolate from his Hachtara, from that inauguration, from that installation. Let's trace the ongoing ebb and flow, peaks and valleys of Yosef's Odyssey. Hashem Yisbarach, the ultimate navigator and GPS of Knesset Yisrael, from the moment of Vayishlocheu me'emech Hebron, and as Rashi comments, me'etza amuka shalaisu tzadik akavu b'chevron, the Ribbono Shel was at work. And as Chazal described in the Medrash, Ruvein haya asuk b'sako v'taniso, Yehuda became a businessman, and what was the Ribbono Shel Olam, the master puppeteer, doing? He was preparing Oiro Shel Moshiach Tzidkenu, the unfolding of Kiger Yezaracha b'Eretz Lelohem v'Avodim v'Inu Olsom Arba Mi'oshona. And eventually that would dovetail with Ta'abdu Nun, where the Ran writes in Sochim, Bo'tziacha Esa'omi Mitzrayim Ta'abdu Neser Elokim Alohor Hazeh. From the moment of Bechiras Yosef, the bio and resume of Yosef is replete with Aliyos and Yeridos, ups and downs, zigzags, till his appointment as the Viceroy of Melech Mitzrayim. The Torah uses the language of Yerida many times. V'yosef hurad mitzrayma, the Ishmaelim horidu shama. All this is in the bechina of Yerida l'tzorech aliyah. Through those experiences, Yosef undergoes a process of zikuk v'tziruf, a smelting process of refinement from the inchoate youthful elements that Rashi described on the pasuk v'hu nar osem maise narus. The moment of his descent to Egypt, both physically and figuratively, we sense an immediate siyata d'shmaya that hovers over him. Vayar Adonav ki Hashem ito, v'chol asher hu oseh Hashem matzliach biyado. And the Targum Keseda translates, Meim rad Hashem b'sadi. Yosef becomes the mefakeach, the administrator, the supervisor of the house of Potiphar. And there the Torah describes, Vayibarach Hashem es beis hamitzri biglal Yosef, Vayibirchas Hashem v'chol asher yeshlo babayis u'basodeh. And then suddenly in Medias Res, Vayihi Yosef yifei Torah b'yifei Mare. And again Rashi, referring to earlier commentary, Kevin Shiro atzma Moshe l'hizchil, Eichel v'sheisim misalsa b'sara. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Avicha misabel. V'yatza misalsa b'saracha. Ani begara b'cha es hadoiv. And right after that, v'atisa eishes hadoinim v'al Yosef. So Yosef HaTzadik continues his odyssey of Yerida l'tzarech aliyah, and ultimately to achieve the highest levels of Kedusha, and yet the process is wrenching and challenging. Rashi, based on Chazal, critiques the deportment of Yosef. Perhaps there's even a depiction of a decline, but again, at the Bechina of Yosef HaTzadik, we have here a residue of the Maisa Narus that Rashi spoke of earlier, but almost immediately upon the heels of this, Yosef is tested with this implausible, impossible, astounding test of Eishes Tofitar. But Yosef instinctively, based on osmotic absorption of the values of Yaakov Avinu, responds forthwith, Einenu gadol babayis hazeh mimeni, v'loi chosach mimeni mu'uma kiim eisach v'asherat ishto, v'eich eseh haroa gdela hazeh svichatzosi lelokim. There is a visceral Yirah Shamayim that's part of his very warp and woof. Yosef opines, v'chatzosi lelokim, as the Ramban says, it would be a treacherous act of begida if chas v'sholom, I would be nichshal. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yesedi HaTorah Perakei Halacha Yud, V'chein kol ha-perish me'avera, anyone who desists from doing an avera, or us a mitzvah, performs a mitzvah, lo b'nei dava ba'ilam, lo pacha v'lo yira, not because he's interested in his own cover, the Rambam says, lo levakish kavod, not because of fear, not because of his own self-apotheosis, not for gaiva, but as an act of surrender. Says the Rambam, that is considered to be an act of Kiddush Hashem, Shein Kamo. Yosef resisted the blandishments, the enticements of Eishes Potiphar, and that was an act of sanctification of the Shem Hashem. The Torah continuing tells us what happened in the Beis HaSoyar when Yosef was subsequently incarcerated. Ein sar beis hasoyar royes kol muma biyodoi basher Hashem ito basher hu oise Hashem matzriach. The ongoing saga, Hashem testing him, and yet Yosef is being groomed for gedula, being groomed for malchus, the beis hasoyar, and the Yosef being there. The Ribbono Shel Olam continues to direct traffic, continues to navigate, the master puppeteer pulling the strings, as the Pasuk says, the Sar Beis HaZohar is essentially totally impotent. Bashe Hashem ito. Ribbono Shel Olam is running the show. Einoi milvadoi. And a bit later, the Torah describes the dreams of the Sar Mashkim and the Sar Oifim. And when they consult with Yosef, he responds, Vayom Aleim Yosef, Haloi lelokim pisroinim sapru noli. And even in that word li, there are still elements, residues of that element that Rashi spoke about earlier. And that has to be eviscerated completely before Yosef can achieve the highest level. And b'loi zocha asa mashkim es Yosef ayishkocheyu, another 2 years of incarceration. And a bit later, we find Yosef in the presence of Paro, Melech Mitzrayim. Vayomer Paro, Yosef chalom chalamtu foser eino so. And I heard, said Paro, you are the sole dreamologist par excellence. Shamati alecha leimor. You're the one who can interpret dreams. And right away, Yosef quickly responds, correcting this egregious error. Bilodoi, Elokim yaneh shlom Paro. It's all the Ribbono Shel Olam. Bilti lashem levadoi, einoi milvadoi. And finally, when Yosef interprets the dreams of Paro to his satisfaction, the language of Yosef is lucid, is pungent, is totally clear, totally unequivocal. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the absolute navigator, implementer, director of all of our handiwork. Eis asher hu Elokim, oiseh higir leParo. And he tells Paro, ki nochein adavar miim hu Elokim, umemaher Elokim la'asoyseh. And even Paro recognizes and sees the Yad Hashem, and he himself recants what he said earlier, that Yosef is the dreamologist par excellence. Yosef is but a shliach of Hashem Yisbarach. And Paro tells his servants, Animtso koze ish asheruach elikim boy. Vayomer Paro el Yosef, acharei hodia elikim oischas kozos. In other words, Yosef was teile hagdula mibaleha. And Paro himself recognized that and ultimately subscribes to it. The Ribbono Shel Olam, he is the proprietor. Every jot and tittle of our lives is determined by Hashem Yisbarach. And Reb Chaim Balozhin, in the famous comment, and Reb Shachaim expresses this in such a dramatic, absolutely beautiful, wondrous fashion. And he tells us in Shar Gimel Perek Yud Beis, Ube'emesu inyan gdela, usgula niflo lohasiru levata me'aleinu kol dinam uretzeinus acherim, how should a person direct himself? How should he discipline himself? There is no other force in the world that operates with the exception of Hashem Yisbarach. Everything is subsumed under his rubric. And if one is mishabed, umidabed, toya machshavto, then the Ribbono Shel Olam obviously will be mashkiach on that individual. And that's exactly what Yosef, throughout his ups and downs and zigzags, the aliyos v'yeridos, came to that maskana. Yosef sheshem shamayim shogur b'fiv. He's miyaches, he ascribes everything to Ribbono Shel Olam. Even the names of his children, Menashe, Ki Nashani Elokim es Kol Amoli, Ephraim, Ki Ephrani Elokim Eretz Onyi. And even when his brothers come to Egypt, and Yosef, for 3 days, holds them in abeyance, and the moment they are released, he indicates, Eser Elokim Ani Yorei. And ultimately, in Vayigash, when Yosef identifies himself, he indicates, I am but an envoy, I am but a shaliach of the Ribbono Shel Olam. I was delegated by Hashem. I'm his proxy. I'm a mere factotum carrying out his missives and errands. Ki lemichyo shlochani elokim lefneichem. Vayishlocheni elokim lefneichem. Lo atem shlachnem osiheno ki elokim. Samani elokim liodon lechol mitzrayim. And even when the brothers, after the demise of Yaakov Avinu, are apprehensive regarding the potential on the part of Yosef for revenge, chas v'sholom, his response is clear and unequivocal. Hasachas Elokim oni, Elokim chashova l'teva. Everything that happened, hakol, bakol, mikol, kol, Ribbono Shel Olam was pulling the strings. And finally, at the end of Yosef's life, he indicates clearly, Ve'elokim poko givkoy deschem, Ribbono Shel Olam is going to take you. All this was a yerida l'tzorach aliyah. It was a descent down to Mitzrayim. Ultimately, the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to be the goyel and bring you to Eretz Yisrael. Maimon HaSinai. In other words, the Ribbono Shel Olam is managing and directing traffic from A to Z. Yosef's spiritual descendancy and ascendancy. That entire trajectory reflects Einoid Milvadoi. The Briskalov Zatzal even noted that Paro at one point indicated, as I mentioned earlier, the shift in Paro's thinking. First, you, Yosef, will interpret the dream, and subsequently, Hanimtso koze isha sheruach alukimbo, and the Targum translates that he saw in Yosef Atzadik a ruach nevuah, a prophetic kind of spirit. So in effect, when one is elevated to a position, Yerushalmi writes in Bikurim, Rashi quotes in the Chumash, in Bereshis, when one is Eilu Dula, he receives Kapora al Kol Avinesov. Halavai Afgan's Klal Yisrael, we should be Zeiche for this position, Kapora al Kol Avinesov. But undoubtedly, all the Aliyahs and Yeridos of each one of us collectively, individually, is all a reflection of Einoi Milvado. Ribbono Shel Olam is megalgel, all types of situations. Now I would just like to address briefly the roles of a Rav mentioned earlier. by Hagoyin Rav Moshe Weisschlita. I heard from my Rebbe HaSolovetsky Zatzal a number of times, there are two major roles of a Rav. One is a Meiret Tzedek, he's a teacher, he's an adjudicator, but primarily he's a Raya Ne'eman, similar to Moshe Rabbeinu, Raya Mehemna, a guiding mentor, a model for his Kehila. And Rav Soloveitchik referred to the Ramban in Parshas Yisro in the context of the dialogue between Moshe Rabbeinu and his Shver, Chesnoi. The pasuk says, "Vayeme Moshe lechesnai ki yavo elai ha'am lidrei shelokim ki elohem davar bo elai b'shafati ben ishu ben ve'eyu." And the Ramban says, Moshe Rabbeinu told the Shver, "What is the function of a manig to daven for his kehila, to daven for chaylim, for those that are not well, for those that are ailing, that are sick, and ve'eid shani shaved esam? I'm also involved in mishpat." Be aid and further, ani melamed asam teira. There seems to be here a gradations. The primary function, as Rav Soloveitchik said, is the raya mehinda, the mentor, the guide, the madrich. And then we also have the merit tzedek, the one who teaches Torah. Initially, a rav has to primarily listen, empathize, and attempt to feel and resonate with the issues that are presented to him. And as Hagoyin Rav Moshe Weisschlita mentioned, and I was going to refer to that story as well. I heard it from Rav Soloveitchik many, many times. It's also found in the Sefer Barameir Berlin, the son of the Netziv, in the Sefer Fundalojin Biz Yerushalayim, or in Hebrew, Mivalojin Ad Yerushalayim. He mentions there three Gedolei Yisrael, and Rav Moshe Weiss referred to also three Gedolei Yisrael. There are a number of nuschos of the story, but the three great Gedolim that were approached, Rav Chaim Briske, the Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Chil Michal Epstein. The third one was Rav Paul Shapiro, Rav Paul Valojina. And Rav Chaim Valojina, as I mentioned earlier, Einoid Milvadai. And all these three answered, I believe, in light of the Einoid Milvadai. But Einoid Milvadai translates itself in different ways. Rav Chaim Briske said that a Rav has to be concerned about Mili de Masa Rami Alei, as the Gemara says. Meisei se tzedaka, inyani chinuch, Talmud Teira, batei sefer. Yerach HaShulchan indicated Rav has to pass in shaylus. And Abba Shapira, he said, the function of Rav is to shvaigin, to be quiet. He was known for his shtika. But undoubtedly, a Rav has all those roles. And these roles are critical. But as the Ramban said, probably the preeminent and primary role is the role of a Rav being a madrich and a guide and a mentor, Ima Anochi Betzara. On December 3rd, 1967, Rav Soloveitchik was present at the installation of Hagoyin Rabbi Walter Wurzberger, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, as the Rav of Shari Tefillah in Far Rockaway. And Rav Soloveitchik, in his installation words for Rav Wurzberger, indicated that a Rav has to be a combination of chesed and emes. Chesed in his relationship with people, and emes in his application of halacha. Rav Soloveitchik said the term chesed cannot be properly translated in English. It's a concept similar to Avas Yisrael, which has no equivalent in any other language. Chesed includes kindness, charity, brotherly love, but goes much further. A Rav has to give of himself in Mesiras Nefesh, as my brother Shlita said, and use chesed to all Jews. He has to be mekayer of everyone with chesed, chesed writ large, chesed behispashtus. When it comes to halachic issues, however, the approach must be only emes. There's no consideration of chesed when dealing with halachic issues. Now, Soloveitchik, in 1967, related the following incident. When a rabbi came to him and told him that the couple is willing to observe the daraisas, the taras ha-mishpacha, maybe they don't have to observe some of the rabbanans. So the rabbi asked Rav Soloveitchik to be matir, those rabbanans, in order that the couple should be able to observe the daraisas. And Rav Soloveitchik answered him that even if the couple would never obey a single mitzvah again, he cannot be matir even the slightest rabbanan. because psak has to be based on unswerving loyalty to halacha, which cannot be changed even to be mekayev others. One has no right to use chesed in halacha, only emes. So here we have, again, the role of a rav, a combination of chesed and emes. This element or this combination or this hybrid of chesed and emes is critical. On the one hand, the Rambam writes Hilchos Tshuva and Perek Dalid that every kehila has to be mamid, chochem gadol, yirei shamayim in the urav, biyohuv lahem, someone who's beloved, who's a God-fearing individual, who's a great chochem, sheyim ochiach lerabim, umachzirim b'tshuva, to give to chochem, to his kehila. But he has to be someone who loves all of Klal Yisrael. I remember that our Soloveitchik Zatzal said over that in the town that his father was a rav in White Russia, Chaslovich, Hagoyin HaMetzi Soloveitchi Zatzal, that was a town of Lubavitcher Chassidim, Chabad Chassidim, and yet they had a Litvish rav, and that was a Maseira, because many decades before, already from the days of Napoleon, the Balatanya was unfortunately and tragically relentlessly pursued and hidden that town of Chaslovich, and was hidden by the Rav of Chaslovich. And as a result, they weren't able to find him, the enemy, and his life was saved. And from then on, there was a Masera that the Rav in Chaslovich was always a Litvish Rav. Because even though the Rav in Chaslovich, Litvish Rav, said he didn't agree with a lot of the Hashkofis and the positions of the Balatanya, but as mentioned by Yedidenu, Dr. David Blesh Shlita, the concept of Arevos, Kol Yisrael Arevos El Azeh, transcends all bounds of Ashkofa. So we have here this combination of Chesed and Emes that has to be, in effect, epitomized by a Rav in his practice. Aseh Lecha Rav, as I spoke about at the Hespedim of Agoin, Rav Chaim Milinowitz Zatzal, is a very significant component in the Kehila. And as mentioned as well by Dr. David Blair Shlita. The Pasuk says, Vayosher Ruvain al Abor, Binein Yesid Babor, Vayikras Begodov. And Ruvain said, he told his brothers, Hayelad Einenu Vani Ananiva. And Rashi says, he was also Besako Vitaniso, Asher Bilbel Yitzue Yaviv. There seems to be a connection between the Chet of Ruvain and the sale of Yosef. What is the nature of that connection? So Rav Soloveitchi Zatzal pointed out, it's a fundamental question that has to be asked. Even though the brothers were Dan, Yosef, the Nisa, and Achreinim and Mishonim talk a lot about this, but he had Adin Reidev, Adin of Eid Zayman, whatever the particular psak that they decided, but there was a fundamental question that they somehow ignored. Why didn't they ask the Gadol HaDor, Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov, their father, their beloved father. He would have passed in the Shaila. Instead, what happened? Reuven went ahead and leaped into action. Vayelech Reuven, Vayishkabes, Bila Pileg Shoviv, Vayishma Yisrael, didn't ask Yaakov Avinu, and that created a chink in the armor. You can pass in the Shaila without asking the Gadol HaDor. And when Reuven saw what his actions led to, Vayikras Begodov, he writes Kriya, he tore his garments, and he said, Vani on Anibo. So the Rav, Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, referred to a beautiful balatura in the beginning of Parshas Emor. The Torah, the beginning of Emor, tells us, Emor al HaKohen b'nei Aaron, Yamati Adam and Nefesh Leitama Ba'amav. The last pasuk in the previous Parsha of Kedoshim, the Torah speaks about the obligation to strive for Kedusha. And then the last pasuk, V'isho Isha, Kiyiya, Oiva Yidaini, Meisu Masil, different types of necromancy. So the Balaturim quotes a very striking Medrash, Medrash Tanchuma. V'isho Isha, Kiyeba, Oiva Yidaini, Zeshol. Shol went and consulted the woman, the Isha, the Balasev, And then this is juxtaposed to Emor al Akonim, Omer Rav Levi, Yofe Hayolo Lishol Burim Metumim, V'loy Ba'oiv. Everyone needs a Rebbe. Asay Lecha Rav, just like a person has to eat and drink, just like a person needs Ruchnius for his neshama, every person needs a Rebbe, needs a Madrich, needs a Menahel, and undoubtedly Asay Lecha Rav is a very fundamental principle. There are two elements of being a Rav. One is an Indian, a Srara, a Malchus, Man Malki, Rabbon, the Gemara says. On the other hand, there's an element of Abdus. A Rav is an Eved to his Kehila. Let's just mention Zecha Nishmas, Hagoyin Rabbi Fabian Scheinfeld, Zecha Tzadik Divracha, Schoenfeld, who just passed away, it was just Nikbar, a day or so ago. He was an outstanding Rav, an outstanding individual, Ish HaShalom. He brought about Shalom Bayis in Klal Yisrael, in Kehilas, in countless Mishpachas. He was an extraordinary Rav. So I heard and actually saw this written up that once he was a Rav in Kew Garden Hills in New York in Young Israel. Once a woman called him up at 3 o'clock in the morning to ask him a serious shaila. He answered the telephone and she told him that her shver, her father-in-law, just passed away in Eretz Yisrael. And she had a question which was very pressing. Where should her husband sit Shiva? Should he sit Shiva in New York or should he sit Shiva in Eretz Yisrael? Or maybe he should get on a plane and really try to make the Levaya and then come back and sit Shiva in New York. So Rabbi Schoenfeld, Zatzal, asked her, what does your husband want to do? So she replied, my husband doesn't even know that his father passed away. He's still sleeping. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. It's an amazing story. Yes, a Rav in some respects is an Eved and is obligated to respond Aseh Lecha Rav. The Rabbis of Rav Nosson writes, Yeshua ben Prach Yoyma Aseh Lecha Rav Ketzad Melamin Sheyaseh Lo Rav Kavua. Once you make a Rav, Yilami Mimenu, Yilma Mimenu, Mikra Mishnah, Medrash Halachas Agodos. Of course, there's no Rav Mushlam. Undoubtedly, in the course of the proper proceedings, you probably attempted to find the Rav who has every imaginable and unimaginable talent. So I heard from Hagoyin of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that Rav has not yet been born. So clearly one cannot find the Rav Achi Mushlam B'Yeseh B'Elam. And you found the Rav with many Achisreinus. He has a few milas here and there as well. But undoubtedly, we have to activate those milas and accentuate them. And those are the qualities that the Rav has to use. I want to speak about the role of a Rebbetzin for a few moments. I once heard from Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, he said over the following. He told over from his great-grandfather, whom he's named after, the Beis Halevi, Rabbi Shabbat Soloveitchik Zatzal, who became the Rav in Slutsk, the Abbezdin, everyone came to be mekabel upon him. There was an entire entourage, the whole Kehila came out to greet him. And Rabbi Shabbat was asked the following question. Okay, we understand why we have to show cover to you. But why do we have to show cover to your Rebbetzin? She's a woman like any other woman. Why are the Rashi HaKol Chayev L'Chabda? So he smiled and he said, I'll tell you what. I'll let my Rebbetzin answer this question. So she said the following. She was also known for her Charifus, for her Shavkait. She said, I have a kasha regarding the Rav. Why should he be the recipient of Kavod? Let's assume he learned a lot of Torah. Okay, he'll get schar by Elam Haba. We'll have him welcome in Gan Eden. But why should we give him Kavod? The answer, of course, is obvious. Because every person is a Basar Adam, and every person sometimes can make errors and can deviate from the course. So we have to appoint a Rav. The function of a Rav is, as I mentioned earlier, for the Rav Hilchos Tshuva, to give Musar, to be more people to do Tshuva, to make sure that every Yochid is in place, to create a wholesome atmosphere, as Harav Perlstein, Shlita mentioned in the Tzibur, to create a Nachdus, to prevent people from making mistakes, from going off the course, to create the Oyo. each tzibur is obligated to be mechaber the rav. But now the question is, what about the rav himself? Alein can machen tosin. He also can make mistakes. So who's supposed to correct him? And the answer is the Rebbetzin. She gives him musa from time to time. And Mavela, she's also worthy of covet. Baruch Hashem, my wife, the Rebbetzin, has accompanied me through thick and thin throughout my rabbinic career. She's been the bulwark of my entire married life. I seek her wise counsel always. She's the GPS of our family. Chazal say, Beso Zuishta. One's home is one's wife. She is single-handedly responsible for my becoming the Rav of BTYA, Beis Filo Yonav Rav, because she was the guiding force to move to Ramat Beit Shemesh. My wife grew up under wonderful parents who were simple Yidden, but simple Yidden whose Yirah Shamayim was coming out of every pore in their body. Shem Shamayim Shogu B'fihim. She remains a steadfast Talmida of Agoyin Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal. She was zeichet to learn from Gedolei Yisrael and understands instinctively what Hashkafas HaTorah is and what it's not. She's a pillar of Yirah Shamayim and wonderful Midos as well. And I'll also mention at this juncture, my parents, Aleihem HaShalom, they were referred to earlier. My parents were never zeichet to yeshiva education, but were suffused with Yirah Shamayim, Dikduk B'mitzvos. My father, Aleihem HaShalom, was an autodidactic, masmid, who acquired Torah through Yaman efforts. And I also would like to take this opportunity to mention my outstanding brothers who are models in my family, my older brother Menachem, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, an accountant who was a Boki B'Shas, my brother Rav Hillel, a Rav Beit Cholim for many years in Chadera, and a Talmud Chacham Otzum, my brother Rav Aaron that you heard earlier, a Rebbe the Mir Yeshiva, and a veritable Malach Hashem Tzvokos, and my wonderful sister, Shetichya. In this context, I'll also mention my wonderful children. Sons, daughters, sons-in-law, daughters-in-law, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, all a source of variable nachas to my wife and to myself. Our Soloveitchik often spoke about the obligation of a rav to elevate the kehila. The Gemara says in Chagiga, but the sensitivity that a Rav has to show is reflected very much in a Mechilton Pashin Mishpatim. The Torah speaks about the love of Kol Almona V'Yasem Leisa'anun, not to afflict the Yasem V'Almona. And the well-known Agoda quoted in Masechas Mochos and in the Mechilta and in Novus Abnoson speaks about two of the Harugi Malchus, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon, they were about to be killed. And Rabbi Shimon says to Rabbi Shmuel, Rebbe, I don't really understand why I'm about to be killed. And Rabbi Shmuel says to Rabbi Shimon, Miyamecha ba'adam etzach al-din, only shelo v'ikvaso, did someone ever come for a din Torah and perhaps there was a delay because you were preoccupied? Maybe you were drinking something. Maybe you were involved in something else. That's a violation of Imani Tani Yisai. And the Lashon of Maseches Mochos is even more dramatic. There, also, one said to the other, why are we being killed like Sheikh Chidom Mechale Shabbosais? And the answer was, maybe you were once at a meal, or perhaps you were taking a nap. A woman came to ask a Shaila, and your Gabbai said, the Rebbe is sleeping, the Rebbe is napping, the Rebbe is busy. And the Torah says, Imani Tani Oso. Wow. What a tzviah. An anoshim gdeilim, an gdeili eilam. So one has to try to be as accessible as one possibly can. But again, the bottom line is that we're only a basar adam. One has to respect every single shayla that is asked, irrespective of the individual asking the question. I remember Agoyin Rav Nevesol Shlita once told me in the name of his Rebbe, Maron Harav, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal, that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was in conversation with Agoyin Rav Ofer Levin. And he asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, is it possible to ask Akleina Shaila? And Rav Shlomo Zalman said, Nishtok and Kleina Shailas. There are no small Shailas. They say over from Rav Shmuel Salant, the Gobo, the Rav of Yerushalayim, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, people asked him, Kol Hayom Ka'alayla Shailas. And the stone bench that he had outside was a resting place for the older people who were waiting. And the Talmidim would often listen in to the Shailas to absorb the Rav's deep insights. So once someone came and asked, Rebbe, I put a piece of raw meat onto my salting board, and when I turned to get the salt, my cat jumped onto the counter and ate the meat. I want to know, what's the status of the cat? Was ist mit der Katz? Rav Shmuel Salad stood up, went to his Aron Svarim, scanned through a number of Svarim, and then came back and said, your cat status remains the same, you can keep the cat. But let me clarify, it's never a good idea to leave unsalted meat unattended. And then he turned to his bewildered Talmidim and said, someday, Ezra Hashem, you'll be Peskim. Every Shaila has to be taken seriously in order to encourage a questioner to come again when they deal with the Shaila. So certainly, Shailas have to be answered in Halacha. Shaila have to be answered in Haggadah, in Ashkofa, in Dalachal Goshulchan Aruch, to the extent that one can. Rav Soloveitchik, when he said a hespid for Hagoyin of Chaim Ezer, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, one of the most beautiful, famous hespedim that was ever delivered, he spoke about the Kohen Gadol who wore the tzitz and the cheshen. And he explained the Rav that what's the distinction between the tzitz and the cheshen? The Torah says that a Kohen Gadol has to wear a golden plate, Kodesh Hashem, and the cheshen he carries al libay b'voyal hakodesh. So the tzitz essentially deals with shaylas in halacha, in tumah v'tara, in shaylas in kedushin, in gittin, in taroves, in ksomim. But the cheshen mishpat, the cheshen paskins totally different shaylas. That relate to chinuch of Klal Yisrael, that relate to shalom bayis, that relate to issues in hashkafa, and the Kohen Gadol has to have both the tzitz and the cheshen, and they have to be involved in a harmonious interplay, one together with the other. Being that this is v'zeis Chanukah, the last night of Chanukah, the Navi Zecharia, in a well-known divrei nevuah, writes, the Malach told him, Loi b'chayil v'loi b'koyach yim beruchi Omer Hashem Tzvokos. It was mentioned earlier, and this is well known, that the Goyin, the Shagas Aryeh, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, became the Rav in Konigsberg a bit later in life. And when they saw him, they were very taken aback. They were overjoyed to have such a Torah giant. They were a bit sad. It was already established, and he told them, Ribbono Shel Olam, B'ezah Hashem Yisbarach, should be mezakeh me to live for many, many more years. And Baruch Hashem, he was zochet to that. So and we appreciate all the brachas that were given to us, all the beautiful, beautiful brachas. I look back at my years of working in the Kerem Hashem Tzvokos in Chutz Aretz. Baruch Hashem, I have the schus of being a Rebbe in Yeshiva Torah Shraga, with wonderful, outstanding Rabbonim, Mechanchim, Talmidei Chachomim, and Me'omik Libi V'Nafshi, I thank Hashem for the opportunity He has given my wife and I to serve Klal Yisrael. This Kehila, Beis Tfila Yonah Avraham, under the former stewardship of Dr. David Kalish Shlita and his outstanding team of Balabatim, and now under the tutelage of Rav Simon Baum and his dedicated lineup, has catapulted the shul to unprecedented heights. Of course, we are all, as mentioned earlier, nanosim al gabi ha'anak, dwarf standing on the shoulders of the rabbinic giant, Hagoyin Rav Zev Milinowitz Zatzal, who shepherded the building and efflorescence of the shul from the very outset. On the night of V'zeis Chanukah, we accentuate the double message of the Alanisim, La'ashkichon Torah Secha u'la'avir ha'mechukei b'sanecha. I am bearing this spoil from the Balabatim in the shul. No talking whatsoever. Davening at a beautiful pace with great kavanah. Talmud Torah at all levels, as mentioned. Shiurim galore. And above all, the common denominator of all the Beis Tfila Yonah Avraham members, a fervent desire to grow in Avodas Hashem. Halavai, that in this night of Zeis Chanukah, all of us should be Zeicha, Loi b'chayav, Loi b'koyachim, Baruchi, Yom HaShem, Tzvokais, and undoubtedly, Chanukah, which represents the Or HaTorah. There was actually a minug in many kehilos in Zeis Chanukah to make a Siyam HaShas. The entire city used to be Mishtatev. There were mechazik many takonos, b'divrei Torah. It's a great Kiddush HaShem. This kehilah unquestionably is a kiyam of bayishim megadlam b'teira, bayishim megadlam b'tfira. Bayishim megadlam b'tfila. I want to end with what I saw in the name of Hagoyin, Rabbi Yaakov Edelstein, Zechatzarek Debracha, the Rav of Ramat HaSharon. When he became a Rav in 1951, he said the following. He turned the tfila to Hashem Yisbarach and said, Ribbono Shalom, please give me the siyata d'shmaya, the knowledge to lead this kehila kadesha in accordance with the mayoni hatela v'ayira. And he mentioned the pasuk David HaMelech Tehillim, Perek Nun Aleph, Lev Tohor Broli Elokim, Beruach Nochon Chadish Bekirbi. Create a pure heart with me, Hashem, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. So he said, Hagoyin of Edelstein, that David HaMelech is asking for two things. Create a pure heart for me, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. These are necessary conditions for a Rav, for a Manig. He himself has to be someone of high moral standards. Noki, Niki Chapayim of Alevav. And number two, he has to be able to influence the door in sync with the spirit of the times. The methodology that was operative 50 years ago cannot work today. Or as the Zohar writes, Hatera Poshetas Surah Beleveshet Surah. We have to adopt a methodology so it aligns with today's generation, with the currency. So these two things, self-refinement and adaptation of spirit, Leif Tohor Broli Elokim V'ruach Nochon Chadish Bekirbi. Halavai the Ribbono Shel Olam should give my Rebbetzin and I the koyach to be able to work and continue to work for many years in this beautiful shul. The Kalaiskim Bitsarche Tzibu Be'emuna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishalim Schorom, V'yosimeyem Kol Machlom, V'yir Pradachol Gufom, V'yislak L'chol Avinom, and he should, in effect, be Mezake all of us, V'yishlach Brocha Be'atzor V'chol Masi Yedeyem, Im Kol Yisrael Acheyem, V'neymar, Amen V'yomei.
Mo Ashiv L'Hashem, Kol tagmulo hi alai, kol shishua sesam, uvishem Hashem ekram, nidarai la Hashem ashalim, negdana Yakom Bnei Hashem Hamav Salach Hasidam Ana Hashem Ki Ani Avdecha Ani Avdecha Ben Amasecha Ani Avdecha Ben Amasecha Pitachta Limoserot Lecha Esbazev Atoda Oveshem Hashem Ekronit Arai Lashem Oh Ashalem Negdana Lechol Amom Bechatros Beis Hashem B'sochet Yerushalayim Nine, 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 nine
Hallelujah, Mazel Tov, Uncle Love Yishai. I love you.
Mazel Tov. Okay, just to finish with Shavach of Haidah, Takodesh Baruch Hu, really an amazing opportunity to be Mekadosh from Shemayim, Barabim. It was a big schus. Thank you to everyone for participating in this tremendous Kiddush Hashem, Kovod HaRav and Kovod HaTzibur. May we share many, many, many years, Erech Yomim, with the Rav and Rebbetzin, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov, Rob.
It's great.
Mazel Tov, Abba.
Thank you.
Yes, okay, I'm leaving.
Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.
Kayach.
Mazel
Tov.
Kayach, Shekach.
Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov, the Rebbe to the Slach of Abba. And we should be zoche to have everything you have to get, receive everything you have to offer.
Amen.
Gotcha.